just to clean toilets.
Oh, yeah.
And I throw them away afterwards.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I don't usually reuse those.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I use a brush, but every once in a while, I'll just get in there. One person starts with, like, the first half of the what if, and the person, other person makes up the other half of the what if, the second half.
Okay.
So, I have a second half.
What if sponges
were required for first dates?
All right.
So now, there's numerous types of sponges.
Sure.
Just imagine normal sponge, the kind that you have by your sink for, like, dishes.
A SpongeBob SquarePants orange or yellow
square. Yellow sponge.
Sponge. All right.
All right.
Let's assume it's the
normal kitchen sponge.
Rectangle sponge.
Okay.
With or without scrubby adhesive part, abrasive part.
I mean, that's old on how, I think it depends on the person.
Oh, it depends on the date you're on?
Yeah, because like if like Johnny's like, hey, Sally, you want to go on a date? And she's like, I guess. And then she's like, doesn't really like him, but she kind of wants to see how it goes, but she thinks he might be aggressive. She'll bring the abrasive one in case she has to fight back.
Oh, it's defensive.
It could be.
Or are they both bringing sponges?
It's like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah. You bring a towel. This is, you need a sponge because you never know.
So, hey, Sally.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
I'm ready to take you out to the Olive Garden.
Sure is late, though. Yeah. It closes in an hour.
Well, yeah, so we're just going for the free breadsticks anyway.
Hey, oh, okay.
What's that? You got the sponge?
Yeah, I brought two just in case.
I see you brought the extra abrasive. What's up?
I mean, we're going
to... You know, the stories about me aren't true.
Well, I'm sitting at the Italian restaurant. If I spill on myself, the tomato sauce really stains, and I want to make sure I scrub it out of my dress.
All right. I'll bring some ginger ale, too.
Okay.
That helps stains?
Maybe.
I've heard that from somewhere.
I think
some ginger ale on it.
I think white soda in general does, too.
Yeah. It's the effervescence of the bubbles.
I'm drinking brown soda. That stains more.
What would the purpose of being required to bring a sponge be?
Cleanliness.
Okay.
Cleanliness. Like,
if they go, that was a first date, right?
Yeah. Right. Just think of how embarrassed, like, let's say you're someone that spills a lot. You spill a lot all the time. Water, milk, spaghetti sauce, whatever.
You are what they call a spiller.
Yeah. If you're, like, you want to bring your, like, little sponge along just to make sure you clean it messes. If you're a clumsy person... You don't want to be like, hey, I can prep my sponge. Like, why are you bringing a sponge? Are you clumsy? And you're like, yeah. But if everyone's required to, everyone would be like, yeah, I brought my sponge just in case. That's how it goes. You know, first impressions are important. Let's say you went on a first date.
Yeah.
And you're like nervous, like, I just need to get some water. And you knock over the water cup, just waiting for the waitress or waiter to come by and go, oh, you spilt. And then you're like, yeah, okay. And then they come over the rag and they're wiping everything up.
But that is usually how wait staff comes up to you when you and they kind of lay the guilt on you. Oh, you spilt. Well, and then, let's see how this date's going to go.
But then if you like proactively just jump into it and start cleaning up, like, yeah, we don't have to bother. And then they don't feel embarrassed in front of the wait staff. Did I ever tell you?
You suppose there's like you know how you're supposed to judge a person on how they treat the wait staff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you suppose there's like real jerk guys who like spill something and go, nah. They got stuff to clean up. I'm saving my sponge for later.
See? Yeah, exactly. That's a good sign that will help them with their date.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because it's like...
He wouldn't even use his own sponge.
He might not. And that's the thing, though. If it's required for a date and he doesn't bring it, irresponsible. There's one red flag already.
I always think the rich guy, rich man, poor man scenario, too, in general, there's going to be a rich version of the sponge.
Oh, yeah.
A better sponge.
It'll be like the blue sponge.
Yeah. And other people just have, like... This is my father's sponge. It's a hand-me-down sponge. It's like all beat up.
Made from real, like, it's like the sponge that they use for car washes. Like, he's like, he had a Chevrolet 1957. He loved it so much. He used the sponge for washing it.
It's one of those taller ones with the contoured for your hand, like a big peanut.
Yeah.
It's got a couple of divots pulled out of it, though, from years of use. It's kind of torn in the middle. That's my dad's sponge.
Yeah. That's what sponges would be for, yeah. You ever talk about the time I was in college? I was in a residence life, so then we were, like, you know, doing a bunch of stuff really with the residents and the freshmen and whatnot. We're teaching them where to go and stuff. But we went for a meeting at Denny's, and the waitress came by, and she's like, here, there's a lot of you, so I'll put a pitcher of water down. So I go, oh, cool. So everyone's pouring water. I'm just drinking water because I drink water, a lot of water.
Yeah.
So then I'm pouring it, and it's like the crushed ice, the good ice, but it's all stuck to the bottom. So I'm pouring and tipping and tipping and tipping, and then it all lets go at once and spills all over the floor or all over the table and everything. And the waitress comes by and she goes, "Oh, don't worry. I know how it is. I have grandchildren." In front of everybody. I'm like, cool. Thanks, lady.
Mm, how old are you? It was college.
I was like 19, 20.
Yeah.
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 And everyone just laughed. I went, aha, cool. Yeah. Cool story, lady.
Oh, it's tricky. I went on a first date a while ago. It looks like a Tinder or one of those app dates. I don't know if it was Tinder. It's an app. And I remember it was an okay time, but I didn't feel any like vibe with her. And then I thought back later, and then I think I was talking to somebody or I don't know, listening to somebody complaining about dates where I think I just talked about myself the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was reading this article, I'm like, oh, that's what asshole men do. Oh, mm-hmm. Crap. I was being an asshole man.
Yeah.
Just talking about myself all the time. I don't know. But if you ask them questions, they don't answer. Or they just go, whatever.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Is
like, I have plenty to talk about myself.
Yeah. Oh,
typical white man.
Well, it depends. Were you interrupting her and saying, this is, no, hold on. This is, let me explain it to you.
I don't think so. I didn't really analyze it much. We did, like, we had one day, it was fine. We went for dinner and then contacted each other the next day. We're like, yeah, I didn't feel any sparks. Did you? And she said, no. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I remember specifically then, like, reading an article or reading some post or somebody was talking about how awful that is on a date with a guy that just talks about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go, oh, I think I just did that. I think I just did that exact thing. Whoops.
Yeah.
But at some point in the date, the ego overcomes me. I'm like, well, I've asked a couple questions. She hasn't responded with anything interesting or anything. She hasn't talked more than a word or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got plenty of things to say about myself.
When I was going on dates, I would always tell them, like, hey, just a heads up, I'm a pretty introverted person. I don't always have to be in a conversation. So if there's any moments where, like, the conversation just stops, to me, it's not an awkward pause. It's just, okay, now we're enjoying the food and thinking about that. And then, oh, yeah, this, you know,
yeah.
I don't always have to be talking or she doesn't always be talking or whatever and stuff. Like, I don't find the pauses awkward unless they are obviously awkward. Like, do you like cheese? I don't know.
Right. Well, an awkward pause followed from a awkward statement is the difference.
Yeah.
It's actually, it bothers me less lately from Uber driving. Often I'll let them, the passenger, decide if we're talking or not. Like, I'll say, hi, how you doing? How's your day?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of my leading the conversation. And if they don't talk, then I'm just done talking. And I've been totally fine with that. And they seem totally fine with it, too.
Yeah.
But there are brief moments where I'm thinking, this is weird. We're not saying anything. But then I'm like, well, that's what they don't want that. So I've gotten used to that.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.